As we mentioned, neither President Bush nor Vice President Cheney will be traveling to St. Paul tomorrow for the opening night of the Republican National Convention. The reason for their no-show is Hurricane Gustav headed for the Gulf Coast. The president spoke just a short time ago at the Washington headquarters of the Federal Emergency Management Administration.
In light of these events, I will not be going to Minnesota for the Republican National Convention. I'm going to travel down to Texas tomorrow to visit with the Emergency Operations Center in Austin, where coordination among federal, state, and local government officials is occurring. I intend to go down to San Antonio, where state and local officials are pre-positioning relief materials for Texas and Louisiana, and I'll have a chance to visit with residents of both states who have been evacuated.
Joining us now on the line from downtown St. Paul is NPR's David Wellner. David, is there any plan B for President Bush to speak at the convention?
Well, Leanne, there's the possibility that he could speak to the convention via video satellite. And it's possible also that that could slip because officials here are saying that they're leaving open the possibility that the schedule could undergo substantial changes because of Hurricane Gustav.
So the idea of the hurricane and the no-show of the president and vice president, what is that going to have other effects on the convention, do you know?
Well, I think that it dampens the opening night of the convention. At the same time, I think that in some ways it might be a bit of a relief to at least some people at the convention who were already concerned about President Bush appearing at the same event with John McCain in light of all the efforts by Democrats to link Bush and McCain. And his not actually being here in St. Paul might also relieve a lot of congestion in a place that's having the last day of its state fair. It's Labor Day. All these convention people are coming here. There are huge demonstrations planned. And with the president arriving, things could be really chaotic. So I guess there might be a little bit of a silver lining for those organizing the convention, the fact that he's not coming.
And briefly, David, have you heard of any other effect that the hurricane might have on the convention?
Well, as I said, there may be some changes in the schedule. The Republicans actually have this convention center rented through September 17th. I don't think that they're going to go to another week, but they're talking about possible changes in the lineup, and there are already many other no-shows because of the hurricane.
NPR's David Wellner. David, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Leanne.